Hey friends, thanks for listening to Eat Your Spanish. If you want to support our podcast, you can do so by subscribing to the show and leaving a positive review on your podcast app. You can also support us on our Patreon page at patreon.com/eatyourspanish, where you can get exciting bonus content such as songs, stickers, and more for as little as $2 a month. Thanks for listening. Now on with the show.
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
A estar contigo.
Are you hungry?
¿Tienen hambre?
To sing and play.
A cantar y jugar.
'Cause on our menu.
Porque en el menú
es Spanish today. Everybody sing.
Spinach?
No, I said Spanish.
Okay.
Eat your spinach with us today.
Eat your spinach!
With Evan.
And Vanessa. Hola, amigos.
Hello, friends. Me llamo Evan. My name's Evan.
Y yo me llamo... Yo me llamo Vanessa, and my name's Vanessa. Whew, it's really coming down out there. I didn't realize el clima or the weather was going to be so bad today. Maybe we should just wait it out for a little bit before we continue with the show.
Hey, I think it's starting to calm down now. Wow, that was intense. Hey, you know what? This is actually kind of a coincidence, though. Vanessa, would you like to tell our amigos what we'll be learning about today?
You're right. It is a good coincidence because today we're going to be learning all about the weather, or in Spanish, el clima. One thing that I find amazing about the weather is that it's different all over the world. In some places, the sun shines almost every day, while at the same time, in other places, there can be snow on the ground for the entire year. Lots of places have a combination of all different types of weather throughout the year. For example, today, where we live, in the town of Lakeside, Oregon, it was cloudy and rainy, but then yesterday it was sunny. I wonder what the weather is like where you are today. Can you all see the sun? Or maybe some clouds? Do you see rain? Or maybe even snow? Well, if you said yes to any of these, then you're in luck, because today we'll be learning the words for sun, clouds, rain, and snow.
Wow, that's exciting, Vanessa. After we learn the words for today, can we sing them in, I don't know, like, maybe some kind of song together?
Of course we can, you silly goose. And we can also have a fun visit with our amigos Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse towards the end of the show.
That sounds great. Amigos, are you all ready to have some fun? Here we go.
Spanish lesson time!
Amigos, now it's time to go over the words for today. The word for sun in Spanish is sol. The word for clouds is nubes. The word for rain is lluvia. And the word for snow is nieve. Now that we've heard all of them, let's practice saying them all together. First, we'll start off with the word for sun, which is sol. So repeat after me. Sol.
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 Wow, great practicing, amigos. Now it's time for the word clouds, which in Spanish is nubes. So repeat after me. Nubes.
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 Excelente, amigos. Dos down, dos to go. Our next word will be the word rain, which in Spanish is lluvia. So repeat after me, lluvia.
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 Perfecto! Isn't that a beautiful word? Now last but not least, the word for snow is nieve. So you can repeat it after me, nieve.
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 Muy bien, amigos.
Yeah, great job, friends. Now that we've practiced saying all of our new words together, it's time to... Hey, Vanessa, what is it that we are going to do again?
Sing a song together, you silly goose.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Oops, I mean, it's time to sing a song together, amigos. We hope you've got your singing voices ready.
Spanish song time!
All right, friends, you've done great work practicing our new words. Now it's time to sing them together in a song.
In today's weather song, we're going to practice singing the chorus section together. The chorus for this song sounds like this.
Nubes, lluvia, nieve, sol. Nubes, lluvia, nieve, sol.
Do you want to try to sing it along with me? Let's try it together on the count of cuatro. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Nubes, lluvia, nieve, sol. Nubes, lluvia, nieve, sol.
Great singing, amigos.
Yeah, nice work. Now for the first time the chorus happens, we'll repeat the words two times, just like we did a moment ago. But when the chorus comes in for a second time, we'll be singing the words nubes, lluvia, nieve, y sol tres times, or three times. The melody will change a little bit, but I think you'll do a great job, especially if you listen to the song a few times, which is always my favorite thing to do.
And don't forget, amigos, even though we didn't practice singing the other parts of the song, you're welcome to sing along with us for those parts too.
Hooray!
All right, amigos, are you ready to sing? Here we go.
Thank you.
amigos. That was beautiful singing. Thanks for always singing along with us through all of the lluvia and nieve. It's fun to sing together no matter what it's like outside.
Yeah, it is. Singing together is always fun. Plus, it really helps me learn Spanish, too.
Now it's time for us to see what some of our other amigos are up to. Can anyone guess who?
If you said Mrs. Porcupine and Mr. Salamander... Sorry, but that's not correct. But if you said Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse, you guessed it. Muy bien.
Hasta pronto. See you soon.
Well, I've got a couple friends and don't you know? If I told you who they were, well, you might say.
Aw, he's as tiny as a flower.
She's as giant as a house.
Yes, it's Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse.
In a really long time. And boy, is my little schnoz getting crusty. I could really go for a steaming mug of hot dog tea with cheese-flavored honey. I sure hope this is the coldest day of the year because I just don't know if I can take this frio for much longer. I hope Mrs. Elephant gets home soon with the snacks.
Whoa! Heavens to Betsy, it's coming down kitties and puppies out there. Mr. Mouse? Mr. Mouse! Can you please get me a cup of tea? Oh, and please none of that hot dog water you've been drinking, just a regular cup of chamomile. I'm afraid I didn't make it down the driveway before I slipped and fell right onto my bottom. I never knew you could feel your heartbeat on your bottom before. There's so much nieve and lluvia out there, it's turned the driveway into a nasty-looking slush puppy. Not to mention it's colder than a witch's toe out there. Brr!
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that you fell, Mrs. Elephant. Here, I'll load up your tea onto the remote control car since the elephant-sized mug is a little too heavy for me. I'll be right back. Alright, turning on the stove. Sure smells good. Oh, I think it's ready. Fill her up. Onto the car, and away it goes.
Oh, perfect. Oh. Mr. Mouse, is this hot dog water?
Sorry, babe. I think that one's mine.
Mr. Mouse, that tastes so gross. Only you would be drinking hot dog tea, Mr. Mouse. Only you. Oh, man, that's pretty funny, buddy. I gotta hand it to you. You sure do know how to make a cranky old elephant laugh.
Thanks, babe. I'm not even really trying. I'm just a good old-fashioned stinker.
Oh, I know that, darling. That's part of your charm. You're 100% you, and you're one of a kind. I wouldn't have you any other way.
Aw, thanks, Mrs. Elephant. I feel the exact same way about you.
Oh, Mr. Mouse, you're making my heart feel so warm. For a second there, I thought the soul might have peeked through the Nubis outside. But it's just as frio and nublado as can be. Just cold and cloudy. I'm so lucky I have you just to bring the sunshine into the house by being your sweet little mouse self. I sure do love you.
I love you too, Mrs. Elephant. Do you want to make a snack with me and then we can cozy up by the fireplace? There's nothing I like more than laying down on a nice, warm elephant tusk.
Why, sure! Let's mosey on into the kitchen and see what we can find to keep this place feeling soleado, or sunny. I wonder if we have any cocoa powder. I know one treat we can agree on. No, not this. Ew, Slim Jims! No, not that. Cheese Whiz? Goodness, Mr. Mouse, your pantry looks like it's from the 90s. Oh, here it is. Cocoa powder.
Mrs. Elephant, please tell me you're making hot chocolate.
Si, senor, I sure am.
Hooray! My favorite treat!
Aw, Mr. Mouse, I love to see you so happy. When I was a little elefante de bebe, My abuelita used to make me hot chocolate every time it would get frio enough outside for powdery white nieve to fall down from the sky. And then we'd sit around and play cards by the fire until bedtime. That's one of the most cozy memories in my mind. I tell you what, there aren't many creatures left on this earth as warm and sunny as she was. Abuelos can really feel like mejor amigos or best friends sometimes, can't they, Mr. Mills?
They sure can, and so can Mrs. Elephants.
Aw, shucks, and so can little Mr. Mouses, too. Come here, buddy. The hot cocoa's ready, and I've got a great big abrazo fuerte for you.
Ooh, does that mean a warm and toasty elephant tusk?
No, silly, that means a big toasty hug.
Hooray!
Oh, wow, they were being so kind and loving to each other.
Yeah, that was super sweet. I loved hearing all about Mrs. Elephant's cozy memories with her Gramsy, or Abuela Elephant. I can tell where Mrs. Elephant gets her big heart. And it was so fun to see how they're dealing with el clima, or the weather, together. Amigos, are there certain things that you all like to do when it gets cold outside?
That's a great question, Vanessa. Do you think any of our amigos like to drink hot dog tea like Mr. Mouse? You know, I tried it the other day. Nice and savory, but just a little too salty for my taste.
Ew, Evan, gross.
Aw, man, that sound means it's time to say goodbye.
We've had so much fun with you all today. First, we learned the words for sun, which is sol, clouds, which is nubes, rain, which is lluvia, and snow, which is nieve.
And then we... Hold on. I can get it this time. We sang a song together. How could I forget? Singing with you all is one of my favorite things to do.
Yo también, me too. And last but not least, we got to spend some time with Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse as they found a way to stay warm on a cold, snowy day. All that's left now is to sing our goodbye song together.
We hope you all will sing along with us. Adios, amigos. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later. Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on iTunes. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios.